Here is a transcribed thumbnail sketch. Listen. There's a rugged little jungle island where a river flows into the China Sea. A narrow stretch of water separates the island from the town of Yankuk on the coast. On the island is the luxurious, carefully built hideout of a daring, strangely different woman known as Saint-Jacques. She has stolen the fortune in gold from Baron de Plexus and has kidnapped April Kane, hypnotizing the girl from time to time. De Plexus and Slugger Dunn are now on the island, stealthily making their way toward the big house. As for Terry and Pat Ryan, well, just wait. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. For sheer downright goodness, peppy flavor, heaps of vitamins, Libby's Tomato Juice is the king of drinks. It's got the swell rich flavor of red ripe tomato fresh off the vine. It's wonderfully fresh. Doesn't steal your appetite. And say, has it got vitamins? Yes, Libby's Tomato Juice is rich in vitamin C and A, and a good source, too, of vitamins G and B1. Your mother will be glad to let you have all you want of this keen-tasting juice between meals or with meals. She knows how much it contributes, how it helps keep young Americans strong. These days, keeping strong and well is a patriotic duty. Every one of us must make an effort to eat the right things. Libby's Tomato Juice and other Libby's foods like corn and apricots, salmon, Vienna sausage, fruit cocktail, they give you food values you need as well as glorious flavors. Believe me, boys and girls, if you feel any interest in good things to eat, you want to ask Mother to get Libby's foods. They sure do taste grand. Libby uses really fine, fresh fruits and vegetables, really tender, choice meats. And Libby packs them with special care to guard their fine food values. So ask Mother to ask for Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Libby's Foods. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and Pat arrived at Yankuk searching for Saint-Jacques and April King. They spotted the Texas and his thick-headed hoodlum pal. It was night as they saw these crooks headed for the island in a motorboat. A young American followed in a rowboat, landed in the darkness, and made their way along a narrow pier, trying to find a path leading to the island house. So let's leave them and join De Plexus and Slugger.
See anything, Baron?
Yes. Yes, I was right. They're at the end of the pier, Mr. Dunn.
Let me have a look. Yeah. What'll I do, let the skinny dame have it?
No, not yet.
It looks like she's hypnotizing the other gal. That's the cane dame, huh?
Yes. The one who took with her when she escaped from our plantation in the plains.
Yeah, with the gold. Don't worry, I ain't forgot. Well, let's go in, Baron.
No, wait, I say. You must learn where the gold is hidden. It sounds like one tale where the little cane girl may lead us to it. If she is hypnotized, maybe she can do it. No shooting.
Now, confusion is more brilliant than he is for you. You will sleep. As he says, you will sleep and rise. Yes, sleep. That will prevent you from trying to run away. Come. I will take you to your room. That is the safe place.
You won't take her any place, madame. And don't move. Sorry to interrupt this hypnotic seance.
Ah, so it is the Baron de Plexus and his American companion.
And don't reach for a gun or a bell, lady. This is our party. Exclusive, see?
And you have come for the gold, no?
We have come for the gold, yes. And if we don't get it...
You will kill me?
Yeah. We'll stop that husky voice for good.
So, you would kill Saint-Jacques, eh? And then, stupid dog, how would you ever find the gold? Have you think of that?
Yes. We will find out through the cane girl there.
She is hypnotized. She cannot talk about it.
In her present state, she can lead us to the place where the gold is. So make up your mind. Quickly.
Yeah, either you talk fast or we go to work on little bright eyes.
Very well, gentlemen. You have the upper hand. I will talk.
And quickly.
permit me to sit at my desk.
Nothing doing, you and your tricks. If you want to sit on that chair at the piano. Oh.
Very well. April, Terry, I will lead you to the easy chair. Sit down, and we'll sleep, yes? Now, gentlemen, to business. You permit me to sit at the piano, eh?
Yeah, never mind a concert, lady. We want action.
But of course, I wish you gentlemen to sit down also.
We are much too busy. Now then, show us the metal.
Metal? Oh, yes, gold. That is metal. Ah, oh, it will be a pleasure.
Say, Baron, what's that?
What are you doing?
No tricks, I said. Look, Baron, the window and two doors are closed. Steel doors are sliding across.
There is your metal. And drop that gun, Baron. You too, Mr. Dunn. Immediate.
Let's see here.
Ah, you saw me shoot Dillon Kane. I will do the same for you.
No, I'll drop the rod. I should have known better than that.
Thank you. A deflector. Yours also, s'il vous plaît. Yes. That is very kind of you. The firearms in the hands of too many men always make trouble. In the hand of San Jacques, all is well.
She's got it, boss. She's done it again.
Yeah. For the moment.
Honest, Baron, I'd like to take a sock at you. Every time I listen to you, I get into more trouble.
This is no time to talk.
Yes, I agree, monsieur. The steel doors, they cover the window through which you have entered. They cover two doors.
Then we're locked in with you and...
But I shall leave you for a moment. First, you will stand away from the guns on the floor. Thank you. April, you will come here to me. April, you will pick up the weapons on the carpet and hold them for me. That is good. Perfect. Emily, come. You go with me, April. Gentlemen... You will stay where you are.
Where are you going, lady?
You see this beautiful tapestry on this wall? Behind it is another steel door. So, you see? I move the tapestry aside.
Okay, so there's another steel door. What about it? Yeah, and what about me and his nibs here?
I shall leave you for a little while. You and the dear Baron will begin to feel very drowsy. And soon you will sleep.
What do you mean? What devilment are you up to?
Otto, you speak in the words of a good man and you are not. You are an evil one. And your fat friend, he is stupid. But he must die too.
Hey, now wait a minute. I'll play ball, sister, but I ain't going to kick off.
No, silence. I shall go now with the Mademoiselle King. I press this button and the steel door opens. Where? Anyone who is friend of the Dragon Lady is my enemy.
Yeah, but look, I'm no friend.
You are working with the Baron. It is all the same.
But I don't want to bump off.
It will be a very simple departure. The room will be sealed again. And soon a bit of odorless gas will put you to sleep. For a long, very long.
Huh? You mean I'm going to end up by lying down on a floor like this? And grabbing at my throat like this. And grabbing at the rugs like this.
Grab the little gal, Baron. Don't let her follow the dame.
I've got her.
What happened? San Jack's falling down there. I'll take a look.
You see. Wait.
What is that place?
And there's water down there. That's where she fell. I can hear it. Yeah, it must lead down a couple of floors to the river. It looks like an elevator shaft, only it ain't.
But it all happened so suddenly, I can't realize
what... Well, buddy, I knew what I was doing. I made her fall back through that open doorway.
Yeah, how did you do it?
She was standing on that long strip of carpet, see? With her back to the open shaft, see? Well, I was standing here on this end. So I talked fast so I could get down to the floor, and then I yanked the carpet. She was tumbled back down there before she knew what happened.
Well, luckily, I grabbed the cane girl. She would have followed some of that.
Now look, Baron. From now on, I'm running things, see? You'll take orders from me.
This sort of done, I hardly think.
Lord, do you want that set of whiskers braided around your ears? I'll break you up into little pieces to help me.
And while we stand here talking, Sorzak has gotten away and may come back.
One thing at a time, Baron. Now, do I run the show from now on? Maybe you'd like to walk out through that open door and drop down into the drink.
No, I'm quite willing to abide by your decision.
Okay. And look after the cane, kid. She's in a trance, so don't scare her with that homely pan of yours. And the first thing is to get these three sealed doors split open again. Now, that Sanjet thing was sitting here at the skin. She must have pressed a button or something. It's all done so quick. It must have been a left. Yeah, here we are, a little gadget. A button right up here under the keyboard. Now, keep your eyes open, Baron. Maybe this is it. Boy, I'm in a wrong business, Baron. I should have been a detective. A Sherlock. To my looks are deceiving. I look dumb, but I ain't. There we are, Professor. Just like when we come in.
Very good, Mr. Dunn.
Now, the next thing is to get that gold. I'll go to work on a chain gal. She can tell us where it's hidden. And I got things for you to do. I want you to go down that shaft and see what's at the bottom.
What?
But how is the ladder?
Go on, you can do it. There's an iron ladder along the inside. How do you suppose Sanjak was going down? In a parachute?
Very well, let's take a look. There must be an exit down there, of course.
It's quite a distance down there. I doubt if he survived.
Well, go on, scramble down them iron rungs and see what's what. Then come back up here and join me.
How can I trust you not to shut this steel door on me? Or shoot me if I climb down the shaft?
Look, Overpush. I'm getting awful fed up with you. I may be a rhinestone in a rough, see, but I ain't a double-crosser. I don't kick a fellow when he's down. That's more than you can say for yourself. Now, get going.
Well, I shall report back promptly. It's a bomb.
Now what's wrong? What goes down there?
There's
a
bush broke down here in the water.
I'm
sure there's a fire nearby.
A fire, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I smell smoke, too. Say, Baron, do you suppose that Sanjak Dane managed to come up out of the water down there and then set fire to this place?
Sanjak is not on fire.
Or if he is on fire, then he is smart enough to do a thorough job of it. I'll leave the king down here. Come. We better investigate immediately.
Yes, by all means, investigate, gentlemen. I'll tell you what to look for in next Monday's episode in just a moment. Whenever you want something awfully good to drink, just open up a can of Lizzie's tomato juice. If you're smart, you'll ask your mother to keep some in the icebox all the time. Libby's tomato juice is a swell between meal drink because it doesn't take away your appetite. Nope. What Libby's tomato juice does is perk up appetite. And boy, does it taste super. Rich in vitamin C, you know. So drink Libby's tomato juice. For victory, every patriotic young American, young or old, is buying United States defense stamps and bonds. In next Monday's transcribed adventure, we'll learn what happens to Sonjak, yes, and what part Carrie and Pat Ryan play in events to come. And as for little April Kane, well, she's in a serious spot. Let's get in on this exciting island incident next Monday.